I want to welcome you to the program today, and I just want you to know that I've had it on my heart for a while to just sit down here in my studio and talk to you about the subject of prayer. I want to remind you how important it is, but I also want to remind you that you can pray, and when you do, God hears you. I think one of the main things on my heart is so many people don't pray because they don't think they're good enough to pray, or they don't feel like that God will hear them if they pray, or maybe they've done something wrong, so they feel like until they get their life straightened out, they can't pray. But I want you to know that nothing in your life is ever going to get straightened out unless you do pray. God wants to help you. I want you to really understand that today, no matter where you're at in life or what you've done, or maybe you've backslidden and fallen away from God and the enemy's gotten you convinced that God is now mad at you. Well, God does get angry, but he doesn't stay angry. He's not an angry God. And the first thing that I want you to really grasp today is that God wants to help you. But he can't if you don't ask him to. Very clearly in James chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says, "You have not because you ask not." And there's so many wonderful scriptures in the Bible. One in particular that I'm thinking about is in James, and it talks about how when we ask God to help us, he does it without reproach or fault finding. Now, I want you to think about that. He doesn't say, "Well, you know, I'll think about helping you, but I don't know, you've been bad," or, "You know, you did this wrong or that wrong." No, when God's children cry to him, he runs to their aid and he helps them. One of the best examples that I use is something from my own life with my children. I recall one of our sons, actually the youngest one, he had a little bit of an issue with discipline when he was little. He preferred play much more than he preferred working. So let's just say that he frequently didn't do what we asked him to do. He had a little list of chores that we wanted him to do every day. He was only maybe like 10 or 12 at the time, if that old. He might not have even been that old. And so we devised this little system where when he did his chores, he got a little check mark by that thing, you know, feed the dog, do this, do that, make your bed, put your clothes away. And if he got enough check marks, then he finally got a star. And then if he got enough stars, he got a prize. Well, that may be a good thing to use to help train your children, but it's not the way God operates with us. So I recall times when he would be outside playing and the neighborhood bully would get after him. And there was a kid that lived across the street that just was a mean kid. And he was always picking on our son. And we used to keep the outside garage door open a lot. And so we would hear him come in screaming, "Daddy, Daddy." And you know what? I never one time had my husband say to me, "Joyce, would you check Danny's chart and see if he's done all of his chores? And if he has, then I'll help him. And if not, he's just on his own." No, he ran to his aid and helped him. Now, that didn't mean that we didn't deal with him about the things that we asked him to do that he didn't do. So I want to be clear here. I'm not saying that God won't deal with us about the things that we do wrong, because he certainly will. But just because you've done some things wrong or I've done some things wrong does not mean that God won't help us when we need help. And once again, I just feel like there's so many people that you could be getting so much more help than what you do, but you just try to do it on your own. You try to, you know, tough it out and make it on your own instead of going to God and asking him for whatever reason. And you know, the thing is God is interested in everything that concerns you, everything. And he wants, you can ask him anything. You can talk to him about anything. You know, sometimes we overly spiritualize prayer and we turn it into something that is really makes it so much harder than what it really is. And so I like to talk about prayer sometimes as just having a conversation with God. So you know what? No matter what you might be going through today or what you might need, you can just talk to God about it, and you can be assured that when you talk to him, he hears you. And if what you're asking for is his will, then he'll give it to you. Now, if it's not his will, that doesn't mean that he won't answer you. He may not give you exactly what you want. He more than likely will give you something better. He'll give you something that you didn't even know how to ask for. But I want you to know today how special you are to God. And I think we all need to hear that on a regular basis. You are very special to God. And he has a good plan for you. And even when you're in trouble, don't ever run away from God. Run to him. And I know there's a lot of people listening right now, watching. You need to hear what I'm saying today, because there's help available for you, but you're not asking for it. There's a great scripture that I love that's in James chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. I like to start there. But verse 2 says, you're jealous and you covet what other people have, and your desires go unfulfilled, and you become murderers, because to hate is to murder as far as your hearts are concerned. It doesn't mean you actually go out and kill somebody. But, you know, a lot of times we see people that have things that we would like, and we can get jealous of them and have a bad attitude toward them. And we never stop to realize that maybe we didn't even ask God for what we wanted. A lot of times we just try to make things happen in our life. You know, a statement that I hate to hear people make is, well, I've done everything I know to. I guess there's nothing left to do but just pray. Well, you know, prayer should be the first thing that we do, not the last thing that we do. So he says, you burn with envy and you anger, and you're not able to obtain the gratification and the contentment and the happiness that you seek. So you fight in war. Now listen to this. You do not have because you do not ask. Now, you know, if you really can grasp this and get a hold of it today, and if you can believe that you can ask God for anything, I tell people all the time, you can ask God for anything. The worst thing that could happen is you just won't get it. But even then, you can trust that if you didn't get it, it's because it's not the right time, or it's not the best thing for you, or it's not the best thing for you at the time. God loves you. He's not angry with you, and He wants to do many good things in your life. But you know what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And those that come to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That's Hebrews 11:6. God is a rewarder. He's not a punisher. Now, I'm not saying that God doesn't ever punish or deal with sin, but that's not who He is. God is good. That's the essence of His nature, and He's good. And I love what the Bible says, that even when we are faithless, God remains faithful. But in order for God to work, He needs us to believe, to trust, to put our faith in Him. And we release our faith through asking. There's a couple of different ways, two or three different ways that we can release our faith. One is through praying. One is through saying. We can release our faith just by saying, I believe that God is good, and He's going to meet all of my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ. One of the great things to do is to pray the scripture. You know, when we pray the scriptures, we're actually confessing God's word back to Him, and I think it increases our faith, but it also means, God, we're depending on You to keep Your word and do what You've said that You're going to do. And so God is waiting to help you, but He needs your faith. He needs you to ask Him. Prayer is our greatest privilege, and it's our highest responsibility. Watchman Nee said, prayer is the most wonderful act in the spiritual realm, as well as the greatest mystery in the spiritual realm. Well, why is prayer such a mystery? Well, I guess the point is why would God, who can do anything, want us to ask Him to do what He's very capable of doing without us asking Him? Now, I want to make sure you understand this. God can do anything. He's all-knowing, all-powerful. There's nothing He can't do, nothing that He doesn't know. So if God knows I have a need and He's able to meet the need, then why doesn't He just do it? Why do I need to ask Him? Well, that is kind of a mystery, but the point is God wants us to be involved in the work that He does. I like to tell people, you are a partner with God. If you've asked Jesus into your heart, you believe in God, you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, that He's alive right now, you believe that He loves you, let me tell you something, God wants to partner with you in every single thing that takes place in your life. And that means that He wants to be part of everything that takes place in your life. You know, a lot of times we want God to do everything for us, but He's much more interested in doing things through us. And something that I've discovered that I want you to remember about today's teaching is that many times when you pray, you don't hear God say something back to you. You may not even see a big change in your circumstances right away. But something I've noticed is that I may pray about something, and then later I get a good idea. Well, we think it's our idea, But really, it's God causing our thoughts to become agreeable to His will. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs. God will cause our thoughts to become agreeable to His will. And so when we talk about how does God speak to us, how does He deal with us? Well, one of the main ways that He speaks to us is just by putting a right thought in our mind. Now, there's a lot of thoughts that go through our mind that are not right, but there are things that God puts in our mind, thoughts that He gives us that are Him, and they will work out good. For example, a few years back, I was praying for more energy. I just felt like I was tired too much, and I needed more energy. If I'm going to do what You've called me to do, God, I need to have more energy. Give me more energy. And you know, I didn't just immediately get a zap of energy, but a little while later, I started thinking, I need to start walking every day. And boy, I'll tell you, when I started walking every day, I get out and take a good walk every morning. And if I can't get outside, I'll try to do it on the treadmill. When I started doing that, you know what? My energy started increasing. So God did answer my prayer, but He didn't just download a bunch of energy into me. He showed me something that He wanted me to do. And that has happened to me so many, many, many times in my life. And you know, another good thing for you to remember, and I think this is exciting, many times when you're praying for somebody else, God will put a thought in their mind about what they should do. You know, maybe you've tried to convince somebody that they need Jesus in their life, and they're not listening to you at all. But when you pray for them, God can put the thought in their mind that they need a relationship with Jesus. It's amazing how many times we think we've come up with this bright idea and we're taking credit for it, when all along it's been God who put the thought in our heart to begin with. And so prayer is so exciting. God has extended to us an amazing privilege of being a partner with Him throughout our life. As partners with God, it's very simple to understand this. God has a part and we have a part. Like many of you are partners with our ministry. And we tell you, you become part of everything that we do. If I go on a missions trip to Africa, you're part of that. And even though you're not going physically, you're going through your giving. Well, God wants to be part of everything in our life. I really don't like it when people think that they're just going to keep God in this little Sunday morning box, and that, boy, you go to church every Sunday morning and you spend 45 minutes there. And so for that 45 minutes of your life, that you kind of let God out of that one compartment that you keep Him in, and then after you've done your church duty, you kind of put Him back in there and try to spend the rest of your life making it on your own. Well, you know what? God wants to invade every single area of your life. Prayer is so important. Mark 9:23, and Jesus said, "You say to me, if you can do anything, why, all things are possible to him who believes." And Mark 11:24, "For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, trust and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it." Now, this scripture doesn't say that you're going to get it immediately. It says you will get it. So what we need to do after we ask God to do something is continue believing that God is working. And even if we don't get what we want, we will get something better, and we'll get it at the right time. Let me ask you a question. How much do you pray? And when I say how much do you pray, I don't mean, you know, do you get in a certain posture where you have your head bowed and you have your hands folded? That's good. We all need those quiet times, separated times, and certain seasons of prayer like that. But what I'm talking to you about is how much do you pray throughout the day? You know what I try to do in my life, and I want to encourage you to do this? Pray my way through the day. I have no idea how much I've prayed already today, or how much I will continue to pray before this day is over. It's certainly not something I need to keep a record of so I can be proud because I prayed a certain amount of minutes every day. All I know is when I see a blessing, I thank God for it. When I start to worry, I cast my care on Him. When I see somebody else that has a situation in their life that I can't do anything about, they can't do anything about, I pray. I don't just say, well, that's a shame. And I don't even say, well, when I pray, I'll pray for you. No, you can pray right now, anywhere you are, anytime. You can pray in your automobile. You can pray in the grocery store. You can pray for a few minutes anywhere that you're at, because your prayers don't have to be out loud. They can be silent prayers coming from your heart. I have some prayer requests here that some testimonies, some praise reports, and I just want to read you a few of them. Jamie from Pennsylvania said, I had put in a prayer request when my husband lost his job 6 months ago. Unemployment ran out the week before your broadcast. So I felt the Holy Spirit leading me to search for employment for my husband online through websites that I didn't even know existed. Well, I found a job that I thought would be a perfect fit for him. And he replied online that night. The next day I said, why don't you go and put a resume in at that company in person? You know what? He went and he was hired on the spot. I feel that your prayers and our family's faith that God would provide has helped my husband get that job. Okay, now let's think about it. She sent in a prayer request, and I want you to know when you send a prayer request into our ministry, we pray. And not only do we pray once, that prayer request stays in our prayer room for 30 days, and it's bathed in prayer every single day as our intercessors go in there and continue to pray for the friends and the partners of this ministry. When you contact us, we will pray for you. So she sent in a prayer request, and God put a thought in her heart to check online. And then he put another thought in her heart to encourage her husband to go in person and apply. So he took action. He didn't just sit somewhere and wait for somebody to come and knock on his door and say, oh, we'd like to hire you. You know, when you pray, you still have to take action. You still have to do what you believe that God wants you to do. But the good news is you don't have to do what you cannot do. And you know what? Just as God answered Jamie, God will answer you. I really want you to begin to pray more than you ever have before. I want you to pray about things that you have not prayed about before. And I want you to pray for bigger things than what you could ever possibly imagine. I love Ephesians 3:20, and if you've heard this scripture, I'm sure you love it too. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we could ever dare to hope, ask, or think, according to His power that works in us. So God wants us to be daring in our prayers. He wants us to ask for things that our mind cannot even comprehend. And I say this often, and I'm sure it'll make sense to you. I would rather ask for a lot and get some of it than to ask for a little bit and get all of it. Now, you know, we're encouraged to pray in Jesus' name. And there's many scriptures in the Amplified Bible that explain very well what that means. And I'm just going to read you just a couple of them here. John 14:13-14. And I will do, I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name, that is presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified through the Son. Yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you whatever you ask in my name, that is presenting all that I am. So why do we always say, I ask it in Jesus' name? Because honestly, when we go to God in prayer, we're not, nor should we be, presenting to Him all that we are. God does not answer your prayers because you have got a record of perfection. He doesn't answer your prayers because of any special works that you do or any certain amount of church attendance that you have. God answers us because we come in Jesus' name depending on all that Jesus is and what He has done for us. And so you see, you can do the same thing. You can go in Jesus' name and you can expect to be heard. And you know what? I believe that God wants to prove Himself to you. I believe that God wants to show you how much He can do in your life. And I'm really encouraging you, as soon as this broadcast is over, you take some time and you pray about the things that you're worried about. You pray about the things that concern you. God's Word says in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace that passes understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. If you have a need today, ask for it. If you have a financial need, ask God to help you. Ask Him to show you what you might be able to do to make that situation better. Ask God to give you favor everywhere that you go. Maybe you need a job. Maybe you need employment. And you've looked several places and just nothing is happening. Well, what if you pray for favor everywhere that you go when you go out to look for a position, and you can trust God to make people like you who don't even know you? You'd be amazed at all the wonderful things that God wants to do for you if you will simply ask Him. How about a couple of more of these prayer requests? Laura from Michigan. I have not seen or heard from my daughter. She is an alcoholic and a drug addict. She has two children, 14 and 17. Joyce had prayed for our children at her conference that I attended. When I checked my messages that night, my daughter had called and said she misses me and she loves me. She said she is on the road to recovery. God is so good. I'm thankful for godly people who pray, because prayer definitely is powerful. Do you just worry about your kids, or do you pray for your children? You know, one of the most frequent prayer requests that we get here at the ministry is people wanting us to pray for their loved ones. And you know what? I think a lot of times prayers are answered and you just don't even think to call back or write back and give that praise report. And it's important to us. You know, almost in every conference I do, I pray for people's children. And this is the first time that I've read a testimony that said I got a breakthrough, but I don't believe that's the first time it's happened. I think it's important that we not only ask, but we bring back that praise report. And there's so many others. Eunice from Canada. A few months ago, I requested that you stand with me believing God for a pregnancy. My husband and I had been trying for a few years. Your ministry wrote me back with very encouraging words and scriptures from the Bible, encouraged me to read the scriptures every day. Well, guess what? Now I'm 13 weeks pregnant. I am beyond excited. You have not because you ask not. You know, I believe it's time for you to start asking God for things that you have not asked for before. And remember, you're probably going to have to wait a little while before you get an answer. Maybe not long, but maybe a while. And if you do have to wait, it's during that time of waiting that our faith is tested. So always remember to keep saying, I believe that God is working. You know, I also want to encourage you, when you pray, make sure that the things that you say out of your mouth line up with what you've asked God to do. In other words, don't pray for one of your children to get off drugs and then go to lunch with a friend and tell your friend, I'm so afraid that my child is never going to get off drugs. If we really believe that God's working in our life, then we need to confess the things that we believe. The Bible says that we should stand fast in our confession of faith. And that means that even though it may look to you like God is not doing anything, you continue to say, God is working in my life. I tell you, there are so many wonderful scriptures in the Bible on prayer. And if you would just get out of concordance, or you can look online. I mean, the computer makes everything so easy today. I mean, you can put in your search engine, scriptures on prayer. And I mean, you're going to have hundreds of scriptures pop up, and they're going to encourage you even more than I've been able to encourage you today. So I want to encourage you to fill your prayers with God's word. And remember, it's important for me to tell you this before we close. Mark 11:25, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop, leave it and let it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your failings and your shortcomings. A lot of people try to pray, but they have unforgiveness in their heart. One of the things I encourage you to do before you start your prayers every day is just make sure that you're not mad at anybody. God forgives you, and he wants you to forgive other people. Now, today, we have a wonderful offer. I wrote a book quite a while ago called The Power of Simple Prayer. You see, I'm convinced that we complicate it, but prayer is just having a conversation with God, and you can talk to him about absolutely anything. You're going to really enjoy this book. And anybody who writes in today, we're going to send you not only the Simple Prayer book, but my prayer journal. And I think this is going to really help you. It's a place where you can write down your prayer request. There's lots of scriptures in it. You can write down your prayer request. And then what I want you to do is go back, and when you get an answer, write down the answer that God gave you. It might be a year. It might be a day. But let's remember to be the kind of people who go back and give God praise and thanksgiving for the things that he has done for us. I hope this helps you today. And I want you to remember, once again, you're special to God. He loves you, loves you, loves you. He wants to hear your prayer. He wants to be involved in everything that you do. And you have not been so bad and made so many mistakes that you can't pray. You can go to God and ask him, and he'll help you. That doesn't mean he won't bring any correction into your life, but he will help you. Help is available for you. All you need to do is ask. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. and start talking to God about everything.